Perfect song for the Vegetables Hour of the Kids Cookie Break. Brent Holmes, I'll share my spinach with you if you'll share your cookie with me. Supper Hero song and the Dance of the Cucumber. Now, I was going to play Fred's Captain Jack-O-Lantern pumpkin song, but not sure about pumpkins really being vegetables.
Well, you probably could eat the pumpkin meat. They're more like for a pie.
Yes, that's yes, exactly.
So, I don't know.
But, you know, I've had pumpkin soups and pumpkins pasta and all that. Mm-hmm. But what are they? Are they, I guess I think of them as like the gourd family.
But they would be classified as a vegetable.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, your song made the list. So we will play it coming up. But first, Jen, you have a winner.
Yeah, we do. Congratulations, Rita Giesman from Bethel.
Congratulations. Enjoy the DVD, The Lord of the Beans, especially if you're a Lord of the Rings fan. You're really going to love it. All right. It is about time to wrap up the Vegetables Hour with Stoner's Homegrown Vegetables, Captain Arugula and Mrs. Pepper Relish here, also known as Mr. and Mrs. Stoner. And while we were getting that winner, we were talking about some of the things that you remember growing as a kid. And Mr. Stoner, John, I know you had to help your parents grow things. Do you remember like that first like thing that you had to help them grow or help with, or maybe not the first thing, but something that just really stands out in your mind?
Yeah, it's the oyster plant. Oyster plant.
I never even heard of that.
Well, it's a root that's shaped like a carrot.
Okay.
And it's usually white inside. And some people say it tastes like oysters. Yeah, that's why it's called oyster plant.
But so if you can't afford oysters, they ate an oyster plant.
Interesting.
But the hardest part was weeding it by hand, sitting there weeding, because it looked like grass when it came up, and you could hardly tell the difference.
Oh.
So it was a tedious job to weed it by hand. That's what I remember.
And I guess that is more of an old-fashioned kind of thing, or when you see, like, does anybody have oyster?
We tried growing it recently. People didn't know what it was, and you could make it into a soup, or you could make it even, I know his mother would cook it first and then make it into something similar to an oyster cake or a crab cake. But once I get done scrubbing those things, I didn't want to eat a real oyster.
Yeah, I would probably be right there with you. All we need, though, is for one of these national chefs or restaurant chefs that get a lot of attention to start using it, and then everybody's going to be asking for it, kind of like the arugula back in the day when you started growing that at market for the first time, 25 years ago, you said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess what we hear a lot now about kale and avocados are kind of having a big moment. Although
a Lancaster County avocado?
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's one of those things you can't grow here.
True.
But kale, it seems, you know.
Right. Kale's another thing that goes almost all winter.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to plant something in the garden now that they can pick almost all winter, it would be to sow some kale seeds. No, okay. Maybe not.
Captain Arugula says no.
He says no.
No, not all winter. No.
Oh well, not all winter, but it would winter over, right?
Not usually. No.
Okay, I'm wrong. I think I better let the growers speak. Okay. So can we get back to something else that's old that's coming back?
Yes, and unusual at your stand.
It's unusual at our stand. It's called a ground cherry.
I've seen those,
and it's in a little husk. And you have to take the husk out. And inside is a fruit that's about the size of, I don't know, a big pinhead.
Okay.
A little pearl earring reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Something like that. And if you come by the stand and ask for a taste, just ask for a taste of brown cherry.
Okay.
And it has a little fruity taste at the beginning, and then somebody will say, oh, it tastes like a fruit, but a tomato.
Okay.
So it's an interesting combination of that.
Now, is Elmer Stossfus and the gang at market today?
They sure are.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody's listening to Kids Cookie Break right now and they're heading to market, they need to say that you sent them and, right. and said they could try that.
Elmer and Barb. Who else is there? Verna.
Okay.
Yeah, just ask for a taste.
For a taste of the ground cherry.
Of the ground cherry, yes.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to have to try that. I love to cook. I'm not a big baker, but I do bake. So you say in a pie. It would be great to try. You need a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah, you'd need to husk a lot of them. I tried it once. I wasn't that excited about the pie, but the people who ate it thought it was good.
Good. Mm. Well, maybe we can try that.
Yeah.
Good. Well, invite everybody out to market. Remind us again when you're there, when it's open, and then before you tell us your favorite cookie, maybe you could tell us your favorite vegetable. So invite us out to market.
Okay. Well, market is open Tuesday and Friday from 6 to 4 and Saturday 6 to 2. So do come by the stand and get your sample of ground cherry.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Oh my goodness. Great tomatoes. It's hard to say a favorite. I love lima beans, little bitty fresh lima beans. I like it. I like it all, pretty much all of it.
Yeah, big difference between the fresh lima beans.
Right.
And the not so fresh.
And here's something you can make with a vegetable. One of my favorite cookies is a pumpkin cookie. That might be his, too.
So. Oh, yeah. Pumpkin cookies. Yeah. Even Wendy Jo
has Ethel's. I was just going to say Wendy Jo.
Wendy Jo got Ethel's recipe. That's why she's making pumpkin cookies. Yeah.
Those are my favorite pumpkin cookies ever. And that is your recipe.
I think it was a recipe I put in the cookbook. Yes.
I missed that. See, I'm always looking for more savory stuff. Yeah. So I'll have to check that out.
Right. Yeah.
And what's your favorite, Mr. Stoner, Captain Arugula? Do you have a favorite cookie? Well, you said the cookie.
Pumpkin cookie is my favorite.
Yes, pumpkin cookie is your favorite.
It's good Wendy Jo makes them because I certainly don't make them often enough. Mm-hmm. So you can get it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just buy them from her.
Of course, I like molasses cookies. Don't get me started on cookies.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. This has been fun. And I will see you Tuesday at market.
Not me, but maybe.
Okay. Okay.
What's happening? I'll tell you this.
Transition.
By the end of the year, probably, Elmer will be the owner. This is still in the works.
All right.
So we're still working toward this, but probably Elmer will be the owner.
Well, I love our business. Chatting up Elmer.
Well,
I love
Elmer's
talking
great.
With him. He's great.
Yeah, he's worked for us. Talk about kids working in vegetables. He started when he was 11.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. He started helping us when he was 11. Now he's 26, and he's learned the business. And I remember when he worked, and I saw what a great manager he was, et cetera. I said, John, he's the one you want to keep. Mm. And so that has worked out.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, good. There you go, kids. Maybe at 11 you can start doing something in this business. Maybe work at market and who knows? Maybe you'll be the market stand owner someday. Well, thank you so much again to both of you. And we were talking all about pumpkins. So here's Fred's song from Ukulele One Man Band. We have Supper Hero song on the way. And Jen is at the phones right now. Call us up and tell us what song you want to hear next hour. 717-392-FM90. 717-392-3690. We want to hear what song you want to play us today. Oh, and the Dance of the Cucumber. We promised that song coming.